This is a production of Money Honey Media. All advice in this podcast is general in nature. It should not be applied to your personal circumstances without first discussing with a tax professional.
Hi, I'm Jo McCauley.
And I'm Martin Lowe.
Welcome to the Accidental Bookkeeper podcast, where we have fun unpacking the boring but necessary things you need to know about your business. Now, this is our first episode of our, I don't know what you call it, the table of knowledge part of the podcast in our new format. So today Martin's joining me because Martin is the advisory part of the table of knowledge. What are we talking about today, Martin?
We're talking about creating a winning culture.
Creating a winning culture. Okay. So Martin is the co-business owner of Evaluate Your Business, which is one of our businesses that we have. And it is all about advisory, basically, yeah, helping your business. It's probably the less tax part of it. So, yeah, so today we're going to talk about culture. Where do you want to start?
So I guess to start with, having had a look at a little bit about the research online in terms of what Harvard Business Review recommend, mm-hmm. There's three key things that they recommend to build a great culture.
Okay. What's the first one?
The first one
Let's just go through them one at a time because otherwise we'll be finishing 5 seconds.
Okay. So the first one is to build psychological safety.
So what's psychological safety?
So psychological safety is all about making sure that your people feel safe to speak openly and being able to express themselves essentially.
Okay. Right. So I know there's been a lot about psychological safety lately. There's been a lot of sort of articles about that. There was a pretty good study done with a surgery, like a hospital. Have you read about that one?
I haven't read that one, no.
Okay. So I'll just give you a bit of an understanding because, that's what I like to do. So with the what they did was they actually went into sort of an operating theatre emergency area of a hospital. And they noticed that the best results came from certain teams compared to other teams, and then they sort of wanted to look into why that was the case. So they started talking to the staff who were involved in those teams, and it turned out that what the big factor, the big difference was the psychological safety of those teams. So you can imagine you've got your head surgeon or the head of the team who's doing the operating, like we've all watched television shows with, surgeons and whatnot, and some of them can be really horrible and, abuse their staff and treat them like shit basically. Now those people go in with this absolute fear of making mistakes, and they do tend to actually make more mistakes apparently from all the studies, whereas the other people who were in teams where the head of the team was a little bit less like that, they were a bit more like, okay, we make mistakes, sometimes things go wrong, but everyone's allowed to make mistakes and learn from them, they're the teams that actually functioned much better. So the psychological safety is a lot to do with how the staff or the team feel and how they're going to be reacted to when they do something wrong.
Absolutely. Okay. What on, Joe?
So, and I guess that's something, as a business owner, I'm not perfect in any way, and I do know some days I can come in and be like a bear with a sore head. Like today I've got a really sore back and I'm feeling like pretty crappy, and I know that I'm probably taking it out on everyone, but I do want people to feel comfortable to come to me and tell me if there's a problem rather than hide it from me because I might lose my shit about it.
No, that's the culture that we want to encourage.
Yeah. Okay. So that's number one. What's number two?
So number two was to have a common set of goals and ensuring that the whole team understand how they fit into those goals.
Okay. So what would you suggest about that? Like how would you suggest a team go about that?
Well, it starts from top down. Mm-hmm. So it's important that you have a clear vision and you have clarity around your values and how those goals fit into those values.
Okay. Right. What have we done here to do that?
So I think one of the things that we've done that's worked quite well is have that trust element, build that openness and trust to be able to come forward with any issues or challenges that the team may have. Mm-hmm. Really focusing on helping one another. So having that collaboration and teamwork is important as well. And really emphasising having clarity around, well, what are we here for? What are we actually working towards? What are our values? What is our vision? What is our mission? And how are we actually working together to achieve that?
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, I mean, we do a couple of, usually we have a couple of meetings a year, often off-site or away from the office. That's what offsite is, isn't it? Or it might be at the office, but we close the office kind of thing. So where we all do talk about what the goals are. Now, obviously, most of the goals are probably driven by me because I'm someone who really does live and die by my goals. Like I spend a lot of time, even on a weekly basis, almost like on a daily basis, making sure I'm trying to achieve my goals. Now, not everyone's like that. And some businesses probably don't even really know what they are, what they do have as goals. So if that was the case, what would you suggest to a business that doesn't know what they're working towards?
So I think that's a really good point, Joe. I think the first thing is to sit down and actually have a look at the type of customer that you're serving and what you're actually there to achieve in business. Mm-hmm. So what actually is it that you want your customers to take away mm-hmm. at the end of the day, and make sure that your team are actually supporting your overall vision and values for that. So I think the first thing is actually getting clarity around your values.
Yeah.
That's really important, because once you've got that embedded in your organization, it's then about actually making sure that that's supported by your vision and mission. Mm. And that is actually then transferred across the whole organization, even to the extent that if you outsource or if you partner with other partners, that they actually understand your values and what you're trying to achieve. So it's not just about within your organisation, it's also about the extension of your organisation. I know we work with outsourcers, so it's about actually working with them to make sure they understand what our values are and ensure that that message is consistent throughout.
For sure, yeah. So look, again, I think one of the other things that's really important is, like, as exactly what you said, making sure that we all do know what the goals are and making sure they're communicated. And I think often as a business owner, we might have a goal, but we don't really tell people what it is. I'm very open at telling everyone what I'm trying to work towards. Sometimes I might be too open. I mean, I tell people on the podcast things that I probably shouldn't really be talking about, but really understanding, you know, and being honest with your staff about what it is you're trying to achieve. You know, if that's something that they're not going to be, like, you know, you might be able to water it down a little bit. You don't want to scare them and make them want to leave. But I think you do have to have that honesty.
So, yeah, absolutely. Openness is a big part of actually being successful as an organisation and building the right culture.
Exactly. You know, that secret door stuff where things are going on behind the closed doors and no one really knows what's going on is both fearful for the team member, but also it definitely doesn't help build a good culture.
Yeah. No, not at all.
So what's the third one?
So the third one is actually having pro-social purpose.
So what's that mean?
That means basically, again, touching on and a kind of an extension of goals, in that it's, you know, making sure that the team understand who they are actually serving and where they actually fit into the overall purpose that you're trying to achieve in serving those customers.
I always go back to that mindset slide that we have used before with, you know, they sort of, there was, it's about getting to the moon, like, you know, the NASA project to get people to the moon, and, you know, they're sort of asking everyone what their role is, and the guy who is the cleaner who's sweeping the floor, like, he could say, I'm sweeping the floor, but instead he says, I'm actually sweeping the floor so that these people can get to the moon. Like, you know, there's a purpose of why he's doing the job that he's doing, even though it might not seem 100% obvious how that's getting someone to the moon. It's obviously a critical part of the project, so yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think that's part of it. I think it's also just having something bigger than yourselves as well.
Yes.
So I know we always tend to be a little bit, you know, mindful of the environment, mindful of community, you know, how can we serve our local community? It's not all just about Joe, although sometimes it is. So is there anything else you want to add to that one?
Yeah, I think just a couple other points. You want to actually build an environment that actually generates respect for one another. Mm-hmm. That's really important as part of building a great culture. We've talked about openness. Collaboration and teamwork is also important. So, again, we touched on that, but it does play a key role in terms of how you service your customer and actually achieve your goals. Allowing people to make mistakes as well.
Well, that's that psychological safety.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and encouraging innovation. Mm. So allowing people to think outside of the box and actually try new things and feel okay about that, coming back to the first point. You know, the trust piece is really important, and you want to actually promote the right behaviours that go above and beyond and reward those behaviours across your team. So I think there's some of the key things that can really help, you know, build the right culture. And also I think it's important too that you invest in your people, that you actually take the time out to invest in them, train them, coach them, and make sure that they actually do understand, again, back to that previous point around their goal and where they fit into the overall picture of where we're actually trying to go on that journey.
Now, the thing about culture, though, is it's not something that you can just do, is
no.
it? Right? No. And this is an interesting thing, and I've had this conversation a few times with different people, and I'm certainly not coming off as saying that our culture is amazing. We've had times where our culture has been quite not amazing. I do get upset when it's not great, but I do know that part of it is because I'm not addressing a problem or I'm not addressing it correctly. It definitely does come from the top down, but it also is everybody jumping in and playing a part too. So you can't just blame the owner of the business if the culture's really shit, right? You know, you've got to look at what is causing that. Now, the owner of the business needs to be addressing the problems that might be causing it too. It could be that there's one or two team members that are causing a bit of angst, or there's something going on there and looking how to do it. But another business that I know of, I don't work with, you know, they buy their staff a lot of things, and it, you know, a lot of that is to make it look like we've got a great culture. You know, on Valentine's Day they give everyone stuff, and on other day, like, you know, there's lots of gifts coming out, but you can't buy culture. Yeah. I mean, it might help, but look, I don't think you can buy culture.
No, you can't. And look, I guess there's something called an intrinsic reward versus an extrinsic reward. You know, something that you buy someone is essentially, you know, you're rewarding them for a certain behavior. It's extrinsic, but there's also the intrinsic factor as well. And that's something that needs to be taken into consideration. Quite often you don't need to buy stuff. It, you know, people often just look for recognition, a pat on the back to know that they're doing the right thing and right job. And sometimes people just need a little bit of encouragement. Mm. You know? So it's not just about what you actually give them. It's also about how you show respect and how you actually treat them in different environments. Mm. And having that consistent approach throughout is really important from top down. The impact of actually having a poor culture, you know, not only affects morale, you also see high staff turnover, you don't, you know, your customer experience is affected by that. It actually reflects in the end result that you're trying to achieve. So it does actually affect your mission, your vision, and your goals, and your productivity drops off. So, you know, it only takes one person to actually upset that. So, you know, it's important that there's that consistency across the team, that you treat everybody the same way, and that you actually ensure that you actually give respect each other for what they do, and you actually give everybody the opportunity to actually be open, be transparent, but help one another and collaborate. Yeah. That makes a great culture.
Yeah. Another thing as a business owner that I think is quite important as well is actually taking feedback.
Yes.
I actually don't think I'm too bad at taking on feedback. I do let you guys tell me what I'm doing wrong often, and I might internally feel a little upset about it, but I really do try to take it on as the feedback that it is. So I don't mind when people tell me or have a bit of a whinge or whatever it might be. But I think that's something that a lot of business owners don't really like to, you know, I'm the boss, this is the way it's going to be. I think it's all, like, I mean, you know, like I said, it's not one magic thing that makes culture great.
No.
It's a lot of things that need to work together. But it certainly is much nicer when you come to an office where everyone's happy to be there and enjoys doing their work, as opposed to an office where, you know, there have been days where I've been going to work in the past and actually just wanting to turn around and go home.
Yep. Yeah, and I think that's an important point, Jo. We talked about it starting from top down. Mm. Feedback is really critical. You should be encouraging feedback in your organisation from your team, whether it be through anonymous surveys or whether it be in one-on-one meetings.
Yeah.
But it's not just about actually getting the feedback, it's about what you do with that feedback.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you get feedback, you know, and some of it might not be what you want to hear, But it's important that you take that on board and you listen and you act.
Yep.
Because, you know, if you take the feedback but you don't do anything with it, yep, it's just, it's not going to change.
Yeah.
Right. So it's important that you actually take that on board and actually, you know, provide, show that you're actually, you listened, A, and B, you're actually taking steps to address,
yep,
the feedback that was given, whether it's, you know, again, good, bad or indifferent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All good. Well, anything else you want to add, or you think that's enough, or is there more points on the board?
Look, there's a lot more we could talk about. I think, you know, it's a big topic, and I think a lot more organisations now are focused around culture. You know, finding good people is really hard these days, and getting good people and keeping good people. It costs a lot more to employ a new person, bring a new person on, than it does actually if you, you know, than keeping someone that you've actually had for a long time. So, you know, where you have, you're in a situation where, you know, you have an employer that may not be your best performer or may not be where you want them to be, I think it's important that you actually invest the time to actually coach them, train them. If they are coachable, now, it may well be that they're just not in the right role, that they may, you may find they might shine in another area of your business. So it's important to explore that and actually, you know, really unpack that with them to understand exactly what they get out, you know, what they enjoy about their role, and what you can do to actually help them succeed in the role that they're in, or potentially look at other avenues that might be, they might be better placed, right? Might give them more fulfillment, and obviously you get more out of that because you, you know, they'll be more productive.
Yeah. Great. Well, I think we might leave it at that for today.
No worries. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for listening. Thank you, Joel, for producing this podcast. And as always, please like us or share us out with your friends. Follow us on social media and have a great week. Back in your ears on Monday. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands on which this podcast is recorded and produced.